There was Bobby Brookhaven, who, if I guess now, he was probably in his late 20s at the time. Obviously, he had some mental health issues, perhaps even borderline retardation. I was a child, so I don't remember. But the cool thing about Bobby was he would stand outside the Barbecue Kitchen, which was a famous restaurant in Brookhaven for many, many, many years. And I believe he was related to the family that owned it. And the cool thing was he would stand outside the restaurant and somewhere usually along the block where the barbecue restaurant was. And he would just stand on the street and he would just wave at traffic. And he would wave at people on the sidewalks. And he would wave at people on their bikes as they drove by. And people on the MARTA buses. And, you know, the whole thing. Anybody that he would see on the street, he would just smile. And he had that indecipherable tongue that he kind of used against himself on occasion. I don't know how to describe it, but it had some uncontrollable aspects to it. Let's put it that way, where he would shout or laugh or make lots of noise or, you know, actually talk to the people in the cars as they drove by. And I remember as I grew older and older, I was so amazed by him, and I always watched him. And I kind of watched the whole relationship with the community develop with this man and how happy it made him to be able to be of service to the restaurant and to the people that that enjoyed the food there. And he was a follow-through on every little laughter that he ever, every little laugh that he had. Because that's just the kind of guy he was. He was happy from the inside. He was happy about radiating that happiness. And that's what he did all day, every day. And as minimal as it may seem, he was doing what he wanted to do. And what he wanted to do was make people happy. And that's exactly what he wanted to do. Even with difficulties, mental or learning or whatever the disabilities may have been that had attached themselves to him, he struggled forth and he continued to do exactly what he wanted to do, exactly what made him happy. And I'll always remember Bobby Brookhaven and those freaking sandwiches. Man, they were good. Thanks. Hope you enjoyed meeting Bobby.